Let us always offer grace and compassion to others. Amen. Jesus has been leading the disciples all over the place, from cities to villages, teaching, proclaiming the good news, and curing people. People were amazed. The disciples were amazed. We are amazed. And Jesus sees the crowd before him. He looks into the crowd, sees all these people, and he has compassion for them. And we ourselves have a sense of what Jesus must be feeling because we experience it too. When we think about this week in the news with the London Tower fire, the shootings in Virginia and California, when we hear about shootings happening as routine in the city, our hearts ache. And yet, in the midst of all of this, our stories of courage and people helping one another, stories of compassion. And Jesus turns around and looks at his disciples. He calls the 12 disciples to him and tells them they are to go out into the world and do what he does. And the disciples must have looked confused because Jesus adds to his initial instructions. He tells them what they should take and what they should do when they enter someone's home. Now the disciples must have looked really scared because Jesus then tells them, "Yes, I know. I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves." Just like that. Now go on, go. And the disciples are like, "Oy vey, never is anything easy. Be like sheep in the midst of wolves. Who wants to be eaten to death? Be wise as a serpent and innocent as a dove." Does Jesus have any idea how hard it is to be calm and not overreact when wolves are nipping at the heel, and all the while being kind and gentle and compassionate like an innocent dove, which is another symbol of sacrifice? Paul, in his letter to the Romans, tries to answer this question the disciples are asking. Paul knows from experience. He knows that sacrifice produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to each one of us. But to get where Paul is, we have to believe that the mission that Jesus gives to the disciples, that this is our mission too. That we are not alone, and we do not go alone in this world because the Holy Spirit is with us. In our baptism and our baptismal covenant, we have been called to serve. Jesus gathers us, and we as Christians are called to continue his mission, the mission to go, to proclaim the good news, to cure the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse the lepers, to cast out demons. Maybe there's thoughts of how in the world are we supposed to do all of that? And yet we do. When we collect canned food, when we collect winter coats, when we raise money for Relay for Life, when we donate money to a number of charities from our rummage proceeds and our first of the month loose offerings, when we invite people to church and church events, when we pray for the sick, when we bring meals to those in a time of need, when we listen to our friends in their time of pain and fears and sorrow. These are our offerings of the kingdom of God. These are our offerings of healing. These are our offerings of hope and compassion. When we follow Jesus' instructions to give without payment, when we give of ourselves freely, with no strings, no expectations of reciprocity, then we are like sheep who are as wise as the serpent and as innocent as the dove, ready for the journey before us. Amen.